Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This last Sunday service of the year, we want to praise your name for all the great things that you have done for us this year. We thank you, Lord, because your promises are yea and amen. And Lord, you have said in your word that the vision is for an appointed time. And at the end, such as at the end of the year like this, it shall speak. And you have said that though it tarry, we should wait for it, because it will not tarry long. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the praise. We thank you, Lord, for what we have seen in the Spirit, what you have shown, and the blessing that is coming upon your people. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And as always, Lord, the entrance of your word, we know, brings light. Let that light shine in our hearts today. Hallelujah. Bring in renewed hope and blessings from the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Praise ye the name of the Lord in the house this morning. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, being that this is our regularly scheduled Sunday service, the last for the year, you know, I thought, you know, I've been thinking about it, you know, and I looked at all the great things that the Lord has done for us since the beginning of the year. And the Lord took my mind back from the beginning of the year. You know, the very first service where the Lord told us that he was going to make the bitter waters to be sweet. Amen? And I preached on this message before, but the Lord wanted me to bring it this morning, you know, to bring a viewpoint of something that the Lord wants you to latch on. Now, everybody that's in the house, even as they were doing the prayer session this morning, you know, repeatedly, the admonition went in the prayer and said, look, it is not too late, that the Lord can still do something. Amen? Praise God. And I was going to go right with the message right here this morning. And I know that, you know, for those of you who were here last week, we began to show, you know, how when the Lord gives the word of promise, you know, sometimes contradictions and so forth will rise in your mind, or the devil may bring that, you know, challenge against that word and so forth, but, you know, how that we must hold on to the word. Amen? Amen. Now, I've preached this before, but the Lord wants me to bring it again today. So this morning, with a new perspective, the sound of abundance of rain. Amen? Amen. That's right. The sound of abundance of rain. Now, some of you may not know that the rain is coming. Amen. But I have heard that sound. Amen. Amen. I've seen that the cloud coming. And I've heard the rain, you know, gathering. You know, it's like a gathering thing that's happening. You know, and it's ready to, there's going to be a downpour soon. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to start here. In 1 Kings chapter 18. Now you may have read this story before. And like I said, I preached this one time before. But with a new perspective this morning, as the Lord wanted me to bring this to close out this part of the services this year. 1 Kings chapter 18. Now the story of Elijah the Tishbite. How he went up against the prophets of Baal. In the time of Ahab and Jezebel. And there was a showdown on Mount Carmel. And Elijah, you know, he was a prophet of the Lord and so forth. He appeared upon the scene almost from nowhere. You know, not a lot of background about him and so forth. But, you know, and finally, in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 1. And it came to pass, after many days, that the word of the Lord, now, came to Elijah in the third year. So there had been, this famine had been going on for 3 years. I mean, no rain and so forth. You know, and you're going to have to go to James chapter 5 to see exactly that it took 3.5 years. Because we are told that Elijah, a man of like passion, prayed that there should be no rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again. You know, so in the third year, saying the word of the Lord came to him. Now, the word of the Lord came to Elijah after all that dryness. And the Lord said to him, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Amen? Amen, amen, folks. Amen. And that's the word of the Lord. Just like last week, the word of the Lord went forth and said it. You know, so now. So Elijah went to show himself to Ahab according to the word of the Lord. Now, it's a long story, but I'm not going to go through all of it. One thing I do want you to know is that the Lord, he promised, you know, and he spoke point blank to Elijah and said, I will send rain. Go show yourself to Ahab. So, of course, Elijah, he went to show himself to Ahab. And I'm going to read this from verse 17 of 1 Kings 18. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baal. Now therefore send and gather to me, you know, all Israel unto Mount Carmel, you know, and so forth, you know, and 450 of the prophets of the grove, and 400 of the prophets that eat in Jezebel's table, and so forth. So Elijah is fixing, you know, to have a showdown here. You know, you might want to call it showdown on Carmel. It's fixing to happen here. You know, and Elijah went up against all of those prophets. And the storyline says, well, Elijah, he said to them, look, you know, give us, let the prophets, all those prophets, you know, it's actually about 850 of them. You know, let them stand on one side, and I will stand on this side. You know, and give them a bullock, and give me a bullock. And let them prepare their bullock, and I will prepare mine. And let us know today between God and Baal, or Balaam, you know, who is the Lord. Amen? Amen. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be the Lord. So Elijah, he said, oh, well, you know, and those people came, you know, all of them, you know, they cut themselves into pieces. They jumped up and down. They prophesied all day long, you know. And Elijah just sat down and said, are you done already? So they went on and on and on and on. And so there was no answer from their God, from their Baalim God. So Elijah, he mocked them a little bit and said, you know, come on, folks. He is a God after all. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's on the phone. I mean, maybe he's tending to some business. Why don't you guys cry a little louder? Amen. Now, this is one man against 850 prophets. But he stood his ground. Amen. Because he had been in the presence of the Lord. And after they did all of that and they couldn't get any answer because there was neither voice nor hearing, because, you know, a God that is made by human hands, wood and stone and all that, that can't hear nothing. Amen? Amen. Except the living God. So finally, when they were done, Elijah said, okay, well, you know, these guys are done. They can't do nothing. So here's what I'm going to do. It's my turn now. He said, but before I start, you know, we want fire to come down. But before I start, I want you to drain, you know, dig me some trenches. Amen? Amen, somebody? Amen. Of course, you know, he also repaired the altar of the Lord. And he put some stones, you know, 12 stones, you know, and so forth, according to the manner of the tribes of Israel. And he, you know, he said, look, pour some water on. And they poured water on. And he's talking about fire, but he's telling, pour water on, amen. Pour water on there. Because my God is able to lick up the fire of God is able to lick up the water, amen. Praise God. There's symbolisms in all those things that he did, you know, the stones, the water, and so forth, the wood. But, you know, I'm not going to go into all that. So finally, you know, they filled 4 barrels. He said, it's not enough. Put some more on. They did all that and so forth. And then Elijah said, look, these people have called on the name of their gods. And they couldn't do nothing. Now I will call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And he called on the name of the Lord. And he said, Lord, I thank you. Because today, you have turned the hearts of Israel back to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And today you will show them. Amen. That you are the living God. Praise God. That you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel. Let it be known this day that thou art a God in Israel. That's verse 36. And that I am your servant. And I have done all these things according to thy word. And thank you, he said, for turning the hearts of these people back again. And he prayed, and of course the fire fell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the fire fell, you know, verse 38, the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. The fire of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, of course, all the people fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Amen. So Elijah said, don't let those false prophets go anywhere. Gather all of them up and kill them. Amen. So they, you know, they slew all of them and so forth. So Elijah, in verse 41, he said to Ahab, now this is where I'm going. That was all the background to the story. So Elijah said to Ahab, "Get thee up." Verse 41. "Go eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." Now, only Elijah could hear the sound. Nobody else could hear the sound. You know, everybody had been in dryness for 3.5 years. You know, there had been this famine and so forth like that. You know, but the Lord had told Elijah that, "Go show yourself to Ahab. I'm going to send rain now." So Elijah, according to the word of the Lord, after he did all that drama and got rid of all those false prophets and so forth, you know, there are some things that must be gotten rid of. Amen? That's right. There are some things that must be gotten rid of that are contrary to the word of God in your life, you know, for the rain and the abundance of rain to come. Amen? First Elijah, he had to repair the altar of the Lord. He had to put things back in order. These are some things that you got to do. You got to repair. If the altar is broken, you got to repair that altar. Amen? Amen? Some of you, the altar of prayer has been broken. You don't even remember to pray because you are so busy. You run to work. You come back. You are tired and so forth. Your children get on your nerves and all of that. You know, you don't have any time for the Lord. Well, that means the altar of prayer has been broken. You need to repair that altar. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And for the men of God that are in the house, you need to order your house after the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And don't let your children get out of hands. You need to rule them with gravity and put them in line. Amen. That's right. You need to pull them in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. And you need to be the man in the house. Amen. Praise God. Now, when you do all of that, just like Elijah did, he did all of that. And then he said, look, to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink. There's coming an abundance of rain." So Ahab, he went up and so forth like that, you know, in his chariot. And he went. But listen to what Elijah did. I'm going to read verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. That's what he went to do. But Elijah, he went up to the top of Carmel. See? Now I'm going to show you something here. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And then he said to his servant, "Go up now and look to what you see." And the man went and looked, and he said, "There is nothing." Now, I want to tell you something, folks. The Lord said to him, point blank, "Go and show yourself to Ahab, I will send rain." And after he did all those wonderful things, and fire even came down, and all these great things, and the heart of the people were turned to the Lord, yet the word of promise that I will send rain seemed to be silent. And Elijah said to his servant, "Go check it out." And the man came and said, "There is nothing." And Elijah said, "Well, you know, go check it out again." And he put his face down between his knees. Praise God. And I heard the sound of abundance of rain from the Lord. And this weekend long, all these days long that we've been in fasting, I put my face down, so to speak. And I prayed for that rain. Amen? Amen. That's right. Because the Lord already promised it. The Lord already promised it. But, you know, for some of you, you know, it looks like it is tiring. But I want to tell you today, Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. He says, "The vision is yet for an appointed time. And at the end, such as at the end of the year like this, it shall speak." Amen. And he said, "Don't worry about it and don't give up. Hold on, because the vision, you know, though it tarry," he said, "wait for it, because it will surely come." Amen. Everybody say, "It will surely come." It will surely come and it will not tarry. But sometimes it looks like there is a tarry. So Elijah, he sent his servant 7 times. You know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the thing wasn't coming. the promise of God that he already gave the word yet was not coming. Elijah still had to pray through to get it to come. Amen? Amen, amen folks? Amen. If you think that just because the Lord gave the promise, you know, that means you're just going to get it. Folks, you don't understand spiritual warfare just yet. God may give the promise. But I tell you what, folks, there are powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. They are the rulers of the darkness of this world. God sent the answer to Daniel for 21 days. The answer couldn't get to him. Why? Because there were powers of darkness on the way. Powers of darkness holding back the answer to Daniel. Folks, I tell you what, but sometimes also, even God himself will test you for the word. Amen? And God was testing Elijah right here. Because these things are written in the Bible for our examples. So that you will know that even when God has spoken point blank, you must still grind in prayer. And sometimes when we say, oh, let's fast and pray, some people say, well, GMI is too hard. They fast and pray all the time. Well, folks, Elijah was a man of like passion. And he prayed. And the Bible says that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Not the wishy-washy, uncertain kind of prayer. No, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man. You know, so when you begin to pray, Elijah was a man of like passion. And he began to pray, and his servant went 7 times. And I tell you, folks, it wasn't just 7 minutes. It wasn't like right after each other. You know, each one between those times, Elijah grounded himself in prayer. You know, who knows, maybe 30 minutes apart. I don't know. You know, and he prayed and got a hold of the Lord. And he sent his servant to go. And the servant came back and said, there is still nothing. And that could be discouraging. But Elijah, he put his head deeper down into his knees. I said, oh Lord God of heaven, thy word which you have spoken, let the heavens break loose. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And he began to pray. Now folks, this is the end of the year. And we must pray in this house today. For some of you that have not laid hold yet on the promise that God has promised, it could be because you didn't pray enough. Well, there were other reasons which we revealed in the message last week. But today, we're coming at a different angle. That look, just because God promised something, doesn't mean that you're just going to sit back and it will just happen. You're going to have to contend. The Bible says, honestly contending for the promises of God. You're going to have to contend for everything that God has promised. Hallelujah. Whatever God has promised, just like this abundance of rain, which I have heard in the spirit, and I have seen it in the spirit. But yet there are forces that are holding back this outpouring of rain in the lives of God's people. The same thing in the ministry. Hallelujah. God has shown that there is an abundance of rain that is coming. God is going to bring a harvest of souls in the year 2013. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. But just because God has shown it, doesn't mean we're going to rest on our oars. Because the devil is going to fight all the way. We have to get in prayer and say, Lord, that which you have promised, if you have to go 7 times, if you have to go 7 days, if you have to go however long, every time you go and you say, and it doesn't look like it, you go back to the closet of prayer. Hallelujah. Every time the servant went and came back and he said, I don't see anything happening, Elijah said, not yet. He didn't say it's not going to happen. He said, when the servant said, I don't see anything, Elijah would say, oh, yeah, not yet. And Elijah will go back into the closet. He will go back and he will cry unto the Lord some more. And he kept doing this. He kept doing this. And he, you know, he went about 7 times. And finally, verse 44. And it came to pass at the 7th time. Hallelujah. That he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. Folks, this great promise that I will send a sound of an abundance of rain. It started with a little cloud. A little cloud, folks. And when he saw this little cloud, it looked just like a man's hand. It looked like nothing. But Elijah said, that's it. I see it coming. That's it. That's it. I see it coming. I see it coming. Now, God has promised some of you some great things. You know, but you say, well, you know, God promised me all these things. But right now, I only got this job for $8 an hour. Well, that may be the little cloud. That may be the little man's hand. But I promise you in the name of the Lord, the sound of abundance of rain is coming. And there's going to be a deluge. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Elijah said to his servant, go up and say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and get it down, that the rain stopped in on. Because this rain, even though it looked like a little cloud right now, it's going to sweep down. So he said, well, you know, so his servant went off and told Ahab, and verse 45, and it came to pass in the meantime, you see, that the heavens begin to get black with clouds and with wind. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God begin to move those clouds in. Praise God. Folks, there is nothing that is going to happen in this world except by the Spirit of God. Amen. God's Spirit is what brings His word to pass when it's mingled with faith. Now the clouds, the black clouds, the Spirit of God began to move those clouds. And my goodness, there was a great rain. Hallelujah, folks. There was a great rain. Praise God. Oh, folks, there is going to be a great rain. And we have been praying and we have been seeking the Lord. And I have been praying and I have been seeking the Lord. Praise God. And I said, Lord, you said from the beginning of the year that you're going to make the bitter waters sweet. And he said, that's right. And I said, Lord, you said again, you know, a few months back that even though it's just a few months left, that you're going to still work a miracle and change some lives. And he said, that's right. And I said, Lord, you said again that just a few weeks ago, that just a few weeks left, and you're still going to do some things. He said, that's right. You know, and I said, Lord, well, you know, we're at the end of the year already. You know, and as they prayed this morning, as if they knew, you know, the Spirit of God moving, they begin to say in prayer, you know, it's not too late. Amen. And I said, wow, that'll fit right with the message here. It's not too late. It is never too late with God. Amen, folks. Even Lazarus. In John chapter 11, they told Jesus, oh, your friend Lazarus is sick. Jesus said, well, that's okay. You know, he didn't do anything about it. You know, and they told him again, you know, and said, look, don't worry about it. You know, so finally, he waited long enough for the man to die. And when he died, and they buried him. They, you know, he said, oh, well, our friend Lazarus is sleeping. You know, they said, well, if he's sleeping, you know, it'll be okay. And then he said, no. Our friend Lazarus is dead. But for your sakes, I delayed so that you may see the power of God. Amen, amen, folks. You know, the light shines brightest when it is darkest. So Jesus waited until Lazarus was stinking in the grave. And 4 days, he was already stinking. And then when he got there, you know, he stood by the grave and said, he lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you because you've heard me already. But because of these folks that are around, I say it so that they may believe that you have sent me. And then he turned to the grave and said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that had been dead 4 days, even the sister said, well, Lord, stinking. You know, I said, don't worry about it. I am the resurrection and the life. Praise God. I tell you folks, when Lazarus was sick, initially, it didn't look like he was sick unto death. And then the sickness began to get worse. They called unto Jesus, he didn't come. And then the man died. So apparently, they lost all hope. And when Jesus finally arrived, the sister said to him, Lord, if you would have been here, like we sent word to you, this situation would not have gotten as bad as it is now. My brother would not have died. And Jesus said, I am here now. Amen. Amen, amen folks. Amen. Well, you may be praying. You may have been praying. And then it looks like things begin to get worse. And it looks like there's a delay. It looks like Jesus is not coming to your rescue. And sometimes he waits. And the situation gets even worse. But I want to tell you today, folks. Even after Lazarus had been buried 4 days, Jesus said, roll away the stone. Amen. Amen. Roll away the stone. Hallelujah. And he said, Lazarus, come forth out of the grave. Yeah. Hallelujah. Folks, I don't care if your hopes and your dreams are dead and buried. Today, yeah. Jesus, the resurrection and the life. He's going to call those things out of the graves. Hallelujah. And when he came out of the grave, he was still bound with grave clothes. See, he was still bound. You know, even though he came out of the grave, he didn't come out loosed. He came out bound, still with grave clothes. Folks, and Jesus said, there he is. Turn him loose and let him go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, your miracle for the sound of the abundance of rain might appear just like a little cloud to start with. And even before that little cloud, there might be a time of silence during which you must pray and grind in with God. Amen. But when you see a little ray of light at the end of the tunnel, you know, sometimes you will see just a little glimpse. You know, but some people say, well, you know, that's not what I was looking for and so on. You know, well, yeah, you don't understand how the Lord works. That little cloud, suddenly it begins to expand. That little cloud suddenly begins to fill all of the heavens. And suddenly the whole place begins to get dark. And clouds everywhere. And Bible says, when the clouds be full of water, they empty themselves upon the earth. You know, so those clouds begin to gather water. They begin to gather momentum. Right now, folks, the clouds are gathering momentum on your behalf. The clouds are gathering momentum on your behalf. And there is going to be a downpour, saith the Lord. It's going to happen. Because I have been praying and I believe God. And I say, Lord, you said this word. And I pray that this must happen like your word. Praise God. You know. And God said, well, I am the Lord. And I change not. Hallelujah. That which I have spoken shall surely come to pass. And in your days. Hallelujah. Will I bring it to pass? Now, folks, not only your days, because the Lord said, look, am I a God afar off? Remember, 4 months ago. Am I a God of the future and not a God of now? He said, I will even do this thing. Amen? At that time, he said, before the end of this year. And I see, the Bible says, in the book of Acts, chapter 7, we are told, you know, that when the time of promise began to draw near. Concerning the story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and finally Joseph, I went to Egypt and so forth. When the time of promise began to draw near, then God began to do some things. Amen. Praise God. Folks, the sound of abundance of rain is coming. Now, God can take a little and make it into a lot. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
In the book of Romans chapter 4 and 17, we are told that God calls those things that are not as though they already are. In the midst of dryness, in the midst of famine, in the midst of lack, God said there will be an abundance. Amen, folks. And I tell you what, here's a story here in Mark chapter 6 and verses 41 to 43. Mark chapter 6, verse 41. Now, there are many versions of this story, and some of you may know the story. So Jesus, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. There are multitudes of people, and his disciples said, send them away, and so forth. And Jesus said, no, you give them to eat. And they said, well, and all that. And then he said, look, there's a little boy here that had, just his lunch, his sack lunch. So he gave to Jesus. That's the story. So Jesus, he took these 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he looked to heaven and blessed. And he broke the loaves. And he gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes, he divided among them all. Now, and they all did eat. So Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he just divided it among 12 disciples. That's all he did. Just a sack lunch. Five little dry fishes like this, in a sack lunch. And 2 loaves of bread that the parents had packed for the boy, all day long, and so forth, for him to have food. And Jesus took that, gave to the disciples, and disciples set before the people, and listen to what he says. And when they ate, they took up 12 baskets. Now, all of the people came, all day long. They carried their basket, but they had finished all their food. But they still had all their empty baskets. And they began to pick up all the food that remained. Something that started with just somebody's sack lunch. And listen to the number of people that were fed. And verse 44 says, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And that's not counting the women and the children. 5,000 from just a couple of loaves. How many of you can say praise the Lord? God can take something that looks so little and he can multiply. And I want to tell you something, folks. You may have heard me say this before, and I'll say it again. This miracle of multiplication that Jesus started actually was perpetrated in the hands of the disciples. I'm going to say that again so you can understand that. Because Jesus took 5 little fishes and 2 loaves. There is no big thing in breaking 2 loaves into 12 pieces. I can do that. You can do that. I can break 5 little fishes, into 12. It's very simple. See? But the real miracle was when Peter got a piece of the fish and got a piece of the loaf of bread. And when all these other folks that were around there, Andrew, all of them, they all got a piece of the fish, a little piece in their hand, just like this. And then they began to go among the multitudes. The real miracle began to happen in their hands. Hallelujah. Because as they gave to somebody, the thing did not deplete. It did not deplete at all. They gave and it did not deplete. They gave and it did not deplete. They gave and it did not deplete. Folks, the beginning of your miracle is already in your hands. The beginning of your miracle is already in your hands. But one time when Moses was against the Red Sea, chariot chasing them down. The children of Israel and so forth don't know where to go. You know, they murmured against Israel, against Moses. And Moses looked to the Lord, and the Lord said, "What is in your hand? What is in your hand?" See, the beginning of your miracle is already in your hand, folks. The beginning of the multiplication, the increase, the abundance of the rain has already started. Amen. It's already started. It may start as something very little. And the Bible says, who has despised the day of small things? These be the eyes of the Lord. If you despise the beginning of those small things, if Elijah had despised that little cloud that he saw, you know, like a man's hand, it was just a little cloud in heaven, like just like that, you know. And he zeroed in on that little cloud. And he said, "Lord, I thank you for that little cloud." Amen. Amen, somebody. I thank you for that little cloud. I want to tell you something, folks. He that is faithful in little, he also will receive more. Amen. But if you are not faithful in the little that God has given you, you say, "Oh, this little thing that God gave me, I don't know about it. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to do nothing about it." There's a story about that in the Bible. He hid the little thing because it wasn't big. And God finally said, "Take it from him." Amen. Amen. Take it from him and give it to the one that already had 10. Because he despised the little thing. He despised the little thing that God started in his life. Some of you may despise, you know, maybe you've been praying for a long time, you know. But I tell you something, folks. This is the way that faith operates. You know, when I hear the word of God, you know, amen. That's it. I'm locked into that word. Amen. I don't know what it is, but I bless God because he's giving me that kind of faith. I lock into that word. And I don't care what it takes. 1 day, 2 days, 10 years. I lock into that word. Praise God. And I heard that word. And I've even declared that word. And folks, I believe the Lord with all my heart. Listen to this. In the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 44. Verses 3 and 4. "For I will pour water upon him that is athirst. And I will pour floods upon the dry ground." It's coming in abundance, folks. "And I will even pour my spirit upon thy seed." So it's going to be both ways. There's going to be abundance of God in natural prosperity. There's going to be abundance of God in spiritual prosperity. Amen. It's coming both ways. And he's going to do all these things. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Listen to this. Isaiah 43 and verse 18. "Remember ye not the former things." Don't even worry about all the hardships that you have faced. Never mind about yesterday. Today is a new day. Amen. Folks, you cannot do anything about yesterday. Yesterday is already gone. You know, whether you made mistakes, whether you made poor choices, whatever it is that made you to be in the situation you are in today, you cannot go back and change it. Yesterday is gone. But today is here. And tomorrow, there is greater hope. Hallelujah. So the Lord said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness." That's verse 19 of Isaiah 43. "I will make a way in the wilderness, and I will bring forth rivers in the desert." God is the only one that can do things like that. You know, when people say, "Look, it's desert, it's dry, there's nothing happening," God can call for rain. Amen, folks? And he has called for rain. And he said, "Look, I'm going to give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, even my chosen." That is the last sentence in verse 20. "I will give waters in abundance. And I will do all of these things and give drink unto my people." Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, therefore, folks, open your mouth wide, saith the Lord, and I will fill it. Amen? Amen. Now, if you believe that the Lord is able to still bring this abundance of rain, then I'm going to call for prayer right now. Hallelujah. After God promised Elijah, the heavens went brass. Or stayed brass. They were already brass, but they stayed brass. They stayed brazen. Nothing seemed to be happening. But Elijah got in under the cloud of prayer. Folks, I want you to stand to your feet this morning. I believe the Lord spoke the word already. Let us be the company that is going to publish it. Amen? That's right. The Lord gave the word. And great was the company that published it. Well, folks, are you going to be among the company that will publish the word of the Lord? The Bible says, my heart is indicting a great matter. Hallelujah. I will speak things of excellency and of wisdom. Things from the word of the Lord. He said, my doctrine shall drop like the dew from heaven. Praise God. He said, let my words, and I pray, Lord, I said, let my words this morning be seasoned with grace and with salt. Let my tongue be as the pen of a writer. Let me be able to declare that word this morning. And let the people of God get in under the cloud of prayer. Folks, I want to invite everybody that is here this morning, raise up your hands and let's begin to pray. I want you to begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Just because the Lord promised it, folks, that doesn't mean you're just going to sit back and it's just going to be handed to you. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to call upon the name of the Lord. You're going to have to contend for the promises of God. God promised, I will make the bitter water sweet. For some of you, your waters are still bitter. Now, because the time of the promise has drawn near, Lord, move upon the hearts of your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Begin to pray, folks. Continue praying. I see the little cloud. But I hear the abundance, the sound of abundance of rain. And that which the Lord has promised, He will bring it to pass. Listen to me, folks. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, when there was a void and there was darkness and there looked like there was no direction and chaos everywhere, the Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God, He must move before there can be a miracle. Before the light can be shed to dispel the darkness, the Spirit of God must move. And the Spirit of God is moving through this message this morning. Hallelujah. Folks, I tell you, there is nobody like that Holy Ghost that can bring order out of chaos. If your life is void of the promise of God, if for you it's only a mirage, you get so close and then, it looks so far away. Today, the Spirit of God is going to move. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe with all my heart that the Lord will yet perform this thing that He has spoken. Amen. And He will make His name a praise in your life. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, folks, there's one more thing I want from the congregation. This story you will find in 2 Chronicles and chapter 20. Amen. how Jehoshaphat put praises before the battle. How he appointed singers to praise the beauty of holiness and to worship the Lord. And he put those people that knew how to praise the Lord among, you know, in front, actually. He put them in front of the people that were skilled in battle. Hallelujah. He did not put his praise behind. He put his praise in front. Folks, I want you to begin to praise the name of the Lord. Come on, all over this congregation. Begin to praise the name of the Lord. Don't wait until you see. Jesus said, blessed are those that have not seen, but have believed. Begin to praise the name of the Lord. 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 For what he has already done. For what he has already done. Begin to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. There is a sound of abundance of rain. I've seen it in the spirit. I've seen a little cloud forming. It's turning into dark clouds, thick clouds. Listen to me, folks. There is a direct word of the Lord for some of you. This is a direct word of the Lord right now for some of you. Take your hands off that rewind button. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you are constantly playing rewind. Take your hands, the Lord said, off that rewind button. And snap out of it, saith the Lord. Amen. Never mind the things of old. Never mind the challenges and the problems and all of these things. Today is a new day. Quit ye like men, saith the Lord. Stop looking back. Go forward in the spirit of the Lord. Amen. You must go forward. And here is the word of the Lord again to some of you. That spirit of self-pity. That spirit that says, nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrows. Well, I'll tell you what. The Bible said that Jesus was bruised for your sorrows. He has carried our sorrows. He has carried even all these things that plagued us. He has taken the handwriting of ordinances that was against you. Whether you say generational, whatever, I don't care. Jesus has taken them, he nailed them to the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, folks, the Lord says, the liberty of the sons of God is upon you. And be ye not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm going to ask the praise team to come on up. You guys remain standing. And I want to praise the Lord and praise this abundance of miracle down into your lives. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I want to praise the name of the Lord and bring a deluge of this rain that the Lord has promised. Because we've already prayed. I've already prayed, folks. Now it's time to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For everything that God has said, all the glory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. For everything that He has done, the praise team will lead us in singing, all the glory belongs to Jesus. And I want everybody that's in the house, I want you to praise the Lord with all your heart. And if you are somebody who, the promises of God so far have seemed to elude you, you praise your way into the miracle of God. Praise your way into God's miracle this morning. Amen. All the glory belongs to Jesus.